I have not opened up the attachment yet because I thought the best thing to do was to talk to somebody who's already taken a first look at the star results and some opening observations.
Sure. The you know, obviously this is the first year in the state of Texas that we've done the star exam, the state of Texas assessment for academic readiness. And so we have a little different information across the board. We really have very, very limited information third through eighth grade. We have the raw score of our students, which gives us a little information in terms of the number of questions our students got right on the STAR exam, but what it doesn't give us is any comparative data to how other school districts did, how other schools did, and so forth. So all that being said, we have very limited information about the STAR exam at our third through eighth grade level. And the end of course exam that we have is the results that we have. For CSISD, I think they're very good as you compare them to the state. My personal thought is they're still very, very problematic to base the evaluation of a school and a school district simply on the result of tests. There's so much more that goes into school. We want our students to do very well on any assessment that's given to them, but to evaluate a school or determine a school or to determine a school's success just based upon the test, I think is problematic. That being said, our students did well, at least the best we can tell at this point, based on the results that we have. The social studies scores and the English language arts are a little lower than what we're used to seeing. However, they're lower statewide, and so compared to the state, our kids did very well still. As we move forward, there will be work to do in order to make sure that we're paying or we'll have to pay attention to the test results in order to give us good information as we move forward with our teaching.
How much more does the state have to give you and other districts all the information that you all need to be able to dissect things and know how to go about doing retesting as well as whatever curriculum and teaching changes there has
right.
to be?
We've got a lot of that information for the end of course exams. However, we just have received it, so we've not had time to really analyze it to a great level. At the third through eighth grade level, we're really not going to get anything until this fall in terms of comparative data. So it will be problematic to use the third through eighth grade data just yet until we get more from the state, which will happen at a later date. And so for us, we don't put many eggs in the state assessment basket, to be honest with you. We understand that anytime you're being evaluated, it's important. We want to pay attention to that. But we also know that good teaching needs to take place every day over the course of a year. We need to assess our students along the way, provide our students good feedback along the way, and that is good instruction. While a test, the state assessment, is important, we understand that it is not so important that we need to sell out to the test. We want to sell out to good instruction. We want to sell out to good practice. And along the way, we're very hopeful that we have prepared our students to do well on the test. And historically, CSISD has done a good job at that.
But from a sequential standpoint, school districts seem to be fighting an uphill battle because this is being done in reverse order. I would think the state would give you all the tools that you need, and then you administer the test.
Absolutely. The state, the nature of the testing program now is that, it is somewhat secretive. You don't get very much information before you have to take the test. The testing conditions are such that it is just, we're not allowed as staff to go in and read the test and look at the test. We can't do that by rule from the state. So given that, it is just difficult to gather a lot of information about the tests that students are taking. Yes, we have some sample questions. Yes, we have some information from the state. But one of the issues with the state testing that we're doing is the secretive nature of it from the state level. It's good practice to let people know exactly what is going to be tested, to inform people so that you take away some of the questions that are there for your students. It's a little silly to think that you can evaluate a third grader based on one test given it the end of the year. That's just not true. You assess kids along the way, and good teachers can inform kids and can inform parents and can inform our school community and our community at large how we're doing as a school district. And so, you know, the older kids get, maybe the more sense it makes to for a high-stakes test. But even for high school kids, you know, oftentimes that doesn't make tremendous sense either. So that being said, you know, we work as hard as we can to prepare our students. We teach every day in order to prepare our students, not just to do well on the test, but to be successful beyond the test.